Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include 2018 Western States Golden Ticket Race announcement, early season snow affecting fall ultras, and the Jizz runs 100 miles for his 50th birthday. Well, it appears Lord Balls heard our cries, and we now have an official word from the Western States Endurance Run on the 2018 Golden Ticket races. Sticking mostly to last year's calendar and format, the top two male and female winners of the 2018 Bandera 100K, Sean O'Brien 100K, Black Canyon 100K, the Georgia Death Race 74 mile, and the Lake Sonoma 50 mile will earn auto entries to next year's big dance. Entries may roll down to fifth place if not accepted. Missing, of course, is the canceled 2018 Gorge Waterfalls 100K, which has been affected by devastating fire. The board decided not to replace the race and instead will be doling out the remaining four spots via the Ultra Trail World Tour based upon ITRA rankings. These newly minted UTWT slots will be open to North American athletes, hypothetically meaning the top-ranked U.S. athletes will be able to bypass the Golden Ticket races altogether. Taking a quick look at the current ITRA standings, that would offer spots to Jim Walmsley and Hayden Hawks for the guys, with Joe Gray or Max King on deck should the first two not accept. For the ladies, Stevie Kramer and Magdalena Boulay ranks highest, followed by Camille Herron, Casey Lichtai, and Yao Wang. We should have a good idea by December if these athletes take the board up on these entries. Fall is officially here, and winter ain't that far behind, son!
All morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town!
Santa! Oh my God!
Snow fell across the Wasatch Mountains in Utah ahead of enduring the North Face Endurance Challenge out of Park City this past weekend, forcing a course change, keeping athletes off the highest peaks. We also saw the Silverton Double Dirty 30 getting blasted by snow. No wonder, since Silverton Mountain has just posted to their Instagram feed of them already skiing some sick pow. And just a state away, the Arizona Snow Bowl near Flagstaff is already making snow, taking advantage of a cold weather snap to lay down fresh pow-pow on the logjam and wild turkey runs. These are coincidentally both used in the finishing mile of the Flagstaff Sky Race, US Skyrunner Series finale, October 7th. Talk about laying out the white carpet. In FKT news, last year's US Skyrunner Series champ Morgan Elliott took aim at Sage Canada's four-pass loop outside of Aspen, Colorado, shaving a total of 11 minutes off the best-known time to complete the circuit in 4 hours 16 minutes. Whilst Morgan eked out that record, it has been confirmed by Buzz Burrell of Ultimate Direction that some of that early season snow delayed Andy Golick's attempt of the Norman's 13 and will be rescheduled for sometime soon. He's running out of time but hoping for a good weather window shortly. We'll keep an eye on this one. Speaking of Ultimate Direction, they've just announced the launch of a new product line of tarps and bivvies for all of your multi-day FKT and fast-packing adventures. These products are a real tangible sign of the expansion of ultra running into the multi-day adventure space. Not satisfied with finishing just the 54 or 58 by some counts, Colorado 14ers and want more, long ranger Justin Simone decided the number 100 sounded a little nicer, so he set out on a human-powered mission to link up the highest peaks in Colorado. Over his 60-day adventure, he biked between all highest 100 peaks and conquered each on foot, climbing over 247,000 feet on foot and 136,000 feet on bike. That's legit as f**k. Brazilian ultra runner Fernanda Maciel just set a new FKT on Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, setting an up time of 7 hours 8 minutes and round trip 10 hours 6 minutes. The famed mountain goes up to 19,341 feet, and the men's current record is held by Carl Egloff of 4 hours 56 minutes up and 642 round trip set back in 2014. Our Beast Coast correspondent Jizzle Wizzle, Andy Jones Wilkins, aka The Jizz, ran the length of the Appalachian Trail through Shenandoah National Park, which is 105 miles long, in 29 hours 8 minutes for his 50th birthday. Happy birthday, buddy, and way to crush it out there. For the play-by-play, go check out his Twitter feed, at A. Jones Wilkins. He's using his run to raise awareness for public lands, something all of us trail runners can and should appreciate. The Ultra Distance Skyrunner World Series Champs took place at the Ultra Pirineu in Spain. The 110K race with over 22,000 feet of climb concluded the annual Sky Series, with overall winners either not racing here or not placing too highly. Your Ultra Sky Champs for 2017 are Ragna de Bots and Luis Alberto Hernando. The World Sky Series, which is the shorter distance, will wrap things up at the Le Mans Sky Race in Italy, October 14th. We saw a three-way Cocodinho Cowboy victory, sans handholding, at the Flagstaff Stagecoach 55K this past weekend between Jim Walmsley, Cody Reed, and Jared Hazen. Nice to see the boys back together. Christina Pham won the 55K for the ladies, and none of these results are to outshine the 100-milers, who traveled all the way from Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon along the Arizona Trail on race director Ian Torrance's birthday weekend. Happy birthday, Ian! You're my boy! Jess Mullen won for the ladies 100 mile in 22 hours 12 minutes, and Ron Hammett was victorious for the men in 18:08. We'll be covering it more in depth over on the Best Run News Show, but there was no new world record in the marathon this past weekend in Berlin as poor weather thwarted the attempt, but Kipchoge took the win with the 9th fastest marathon time ever in 2:03:32. We again see runner and internet vlogger Casey Neistat inching his way ever closer to the ultra scene with his reposting not once but twice of the REI video story on the Mernavader, Myrna Valerio's story on running ultras. Stoked to see this story reaching audiences all over. Myrna, anytime you want to come back to Javelina 100, just let us know. Ring! Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or thoughts on the 2018 Golden Ticket races, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a week. A huge thank you to all of our Patreon supporters who pitch in every month to help make this show happen each and every week. Y'all rock. Join the crew and you'll have first dibs at purchasing each week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses as a bonus. Not to mention other great perks. Bye.